Welcome to the Inside Look at Legal podcast, a podcast by lawyers and experienced litigators, bringing you an inside look at today's legal practices. Hosted by Keith Miller, Butler, Schneider, and Pollack. Learn more about the firm at www.arkattorneys.com. And now, let's begin today's Inside Look at Legal.
Welcome back to Inside Look at Legal. My name is Caroline Currier, and I'll be your host. I'm here with Luke Campbell today with Edward Jones.
Hello.
And we're talking about all things senior, and really just we're going to cover a lot today about finances and all that, but we'll start with 2020, right? So we just had New Year's, the ball dropped, and we all went back to work, and we're preparing for those like 45 days of January, right? It goes on forever. But I've had a lot of conversations lately with people about their New Year's resolution. And we've decided at our office, at my office with Elder Law, our, I guess, word of 2020 is education. So there's a lot of opportunities to educate my clients when they come through the door. But what I really want to focus on this year, opportunities to educate people that might not necessarily be clients, but just people that need the information that, you know, we have available. So that said, Luke, do you guys have any New Year's resolutions around your office or words of the year?
Well, I think we're not very original in my office, but I would say from, you know, what I saw a lot preparing for 2020 that I kind of liked was vision, you know, 2020 okay. Vision. There's a play on words where for us, that's what I want to do for my clients is really just prepare them, give them a better vision of what retirement looks like. Because if we wait until we're 67 to finally decide what retirement looks like, it may be a little too late. So really for 2020, we just want to cast that vision for my clients that are preparing for retirement, and then even the ones that are living in retirement, just have a better vision of what that can look like.
Okay, I like that. I actually think that's really original. I was talking to some clients earlier, and they said their New Year's resolution for 2020 was to get their estate planning done. And I thought that was a great one. So I kind of wanted to talk about that and all the reasons why you should get an estate plan. So Luke and I have talked about this a couple times. And really the importance of making your plans, and we don't plan on anything happening to you, but making those plans in case they do. Do you have an estate plan, Luke?
I personally have one, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
There we go.
I have to.
Yeah. So, and that would be because you're a business owner, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And that's something I really want to talk about today too, is most estate plans that we do in our office, you know, they'll include a will or a trust, whichever avenue you take on that, but they'll also include powers of attorney. Powers of attorney are super important when you're a business owner or just in general, if you have kids, if you have parents, right, they might need a power of attorney to help you out, things like that. So you would be, yeah, absolutely an ideal candidate to have a power of attorney or a will or a trust. I kind of think of estate planning like a flu shot a little bit. It's like you get the flu shot for yourself, but you really get the flu shot for everyone else. That's why like employers always yeah. bring in, well, mm-hmm. you know, someone to give flu shots to their employees because they just don't want everybody getting each other sick, mm-hmm. right? Plus, I love to hold my friends' babies, and if I don't get my flu shot, yeah. I can't do that. So estate planning really, it is for you, but it's also for the people that you love. Because if you don't have one, then you're leaving your kids, right, with all this mess. And it's funny, my client the other day said, well, have you ever seen a U-Haul behind a hearse? Mm. And it took me a minute to get it. I was like, what? But it is funny, right? Because you can't take it with you. And I tell my clients that all the time. But I think that almost creates sometimes a sense of not caring. What happens after you're gone? You're like, I'm gone. Let my kids fight over it. Like, I can't take it with me. But at the same time, you're going to leave your kids with a lot of stress to have to figure all this out. And if you don't have a will or a trust, I mean, if you don't have a trust, you're going through probate no matter what. But if you don't have a will, that process is going to be a little more, I think, emotional, and it's going to be stretched out a little bit longer. But it's funny, my clients will ask me, well, what happens if I don't have a will, right? or they'll say, well, how much does probate cost? Like they're just going to roll the dice. Like, well, if probate costs, you know, less than a trust or a will, then I'm just not going to worry about it. Mm. I'm going to let it roll. But I think it is a good goal, you know, for people moving into the new year to look at their plans. Even if you have an existing estate plan, look at it again. A lot of times people will get a plan when they're young. Like right now, mm-hmm. you're young and you have one, but in 5 years, things could look really different, mm-hmm. right? So it's important as your life changes to go back and look at that plan and see, you know, does this fit the mold? Are my kids going to be ready for, you know, 30% of their inheritance in 5 years? Like, I don't know. They might not be there. Mm-hmm. They might already be there and, you know, take that provision out altogether. So we talked about owning a business and that being, you know, one good reason to have an estate plan. Mm-hmm. There's lots of reasons to have an estate plan. So if you have kids, right, especially if they're minors, if you own real estate, if you own a business, if you own real estate in two different states, then you really want to make sure. And just if you have multiple kids. So Luke and I have talked about this a couple different times where you might avoid probate by naming a beneficiary on an account, right? Let's say that you have an investment account over at Edward Jones with Luke and you've named Jim, Bill, and Sue mm-hmm. as the beneficiaries and three equal shares. And Jim, Bill, and Sue are all your three kids, and they all have their own kids, right? And their grandkids, and everybody loves their grandkids, maybe more than their own kids, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, if something happens, let's say, to Jim, and then we're talking about just Bill and Sue, mm-hmm. something happens to you, everything's going to Bill and Sue in equal shares, and Jim's kids are out. So that's one reason Luke and I are talking about trust work and how you can avoid that of, you know, grandkids losing out if something happens to their parent, having a backup plan. Do you have any questions or anything to add to that?
No, I think you're exactly right. What I see a lot with clients or people I talk to, when it comes to trust, they have a problem, or they think it's for the ultra wealthy. They think they're very expensive. They think it's a long process. And to get people excited about opening a trust can be difficult. But working with clients that have passed away, the ones that have had trust, working with those beneficiaries, you could see how seamless, and they're already dealing with a lot of stress anyway. And when you have a trust in place, they just have to deal with the stress of losing the loved one instead of worrying about who's getting the assets, probate, timing. Some of them do need the money to pay for funeral cost, and maybe there's medical bills. And so when the trust is in place, I see it just very seamless. The money transfers, the wealth transfers, and things are taken care of. And the ones that just named beneficiaries, it can be difficult and it causes even more stress and it can be even more expensive. So with the more experience that I can have with clients that pass away, it's becoming more and more important to me to talk to all my clients, almost regardless of net wealth, for trust and setting those trusts up.
Yeah, I think that's a great point too. Like the power to choose, people forget that that's a huge part of estate planning, right? Is don't you want to have a choice of, you know, where your stuff goes, and if it's not going to that place, what happens next?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a great addition. Well, I think that pretty much covers it. 2020, New Year's resolution, estate planning. Do it for your family. Do it because you love them and you want to save them all that time and stress of trying to pick up the pieces if something happens to you. This is Inside Look at Legal. I'm here with Luke Campbell, and have a good day.
You've been listening to Inside Look at Legal with your hosts, Keith, Miller, Butler, Schneider, and Pollack. Learn more at www.arkattorneys.com.